Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The second baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting third. The left fielder, Johnny Dickshot. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Guy Curtwright. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Tony Cuccinello. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Bill Nagel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Eddie Lopat. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Eddie Lopat. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Gutteridge. Batting second. The center fielder, Milt Burns. Batting third. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting sixth. The catcher, Frank Mancuso. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Len Schult. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Lou Finney. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Hollingsworth. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Al Hollingsworth. And now, play ball. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops it up and throws to first, with Hollingsworth covering, for the out. Two outs. Johnny Dickshot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshot strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Curtwright. Gutteridge reaches second base with a double. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is called out on strikes. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a fly ball into center field. Curtwright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Guy Curtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtwright hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schult fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling takes first base on ball four. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schult fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Appling moves to second. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel hits a pop-up towards short. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Vince Castano now catching. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs hits a fly ball into center field. Curtwright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso strikes out. Two outs. Len Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney takes first base on ball four. Schulte moves to second. Al Hollingsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollingsworth hits a ball on the ground towards first. Nagel scoops it up and throws to first, with Lopat covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Lopat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopat hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. Moses hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Schulte settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 1 in the game. Michaels hits a fly ball into center field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lopat fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 1 in the game. McQuinn hits a line drive into center field. Kurt Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott is 0 for 1 in the game. Dickshott hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hollingsworth fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Guy Kurtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kurtwright is 0 for 1 in the game. Kurtwright hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge catches it and throws to first to double up Dickshott. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cuccinello hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens takes first base on ball 4. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0 for 1 in the game. Lobbs hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses. Lobbs reaches second base with a double. Stevens moves to third. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0 for 1 in the game. Mancuso hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stevens scores. Lobbs moves to third. It's 1-0, Browns. Len Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Schulte hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lobbs scores. Mancuso moves to third. It's 2-0, Browns. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Finney is called out on strikes. One out. Al Hollingsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollingsworth is 0-for-1 in the game. Hollingsworth hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mancuso scores. Schult moves to third. It's 3-0, Browns. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Gutteridge hits a fly ball into center field. Kurt Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Schult scores. Two outs. It's 4-0, Browns. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-2 in the game. Burns is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel is 0-for-1 in the game. Nagel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vince Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano takes first base on ball 4. Nagel moves to second. Bill Mueller pinch hits for Eddie Lopat. Bill Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hollingsworth fields it and throws to first for the out. Nagel moves to third. Castano moves to second. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-2 in the game. Moses hits a fly ball into center field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Nagel scores. Castano moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-1, Browns. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-2 in the game. Michaels hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Mancuso settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Johnson now pitching. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-2 in the game. McQuinn strikes out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Stevens hits a pop-up towards first. Nagel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Lobbs hits a fly ball into left field. Dick Schott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dickshott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Guy Kurtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kurtwright is 0-for-2 in the game. Kurtwright hits a pop-up towards third. Schult settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Appling hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cuccinello hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schult fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Joe Orengo now playing third base. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mancuso takes first base on ball 4. Len Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Mancuso moves to second. 1 out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Finney takes first base on ball 4. Al Hollingsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollingsworth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hollingsworth takes first base on ball 4. Mancuso moves to third. Finney moves to second. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Gutteridge hits a pop-up towards first. Nagel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-3 in the game. Burns takes first base on ball 4. Mancuso scores. Finney moves to third. Hollingsworth moves to second. It's 5-1, Browns. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-3 in the game. McQuinn hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Orengo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Nagel hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 1 out. Vince Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Castano takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Castano moves to second. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Moses hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-3 in the game. Michaels hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 5, and the White Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Stevens hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stevens moves to second. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Mancuso hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 1 out. Len Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Schult hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Finney hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Dickshott hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Guy Cartwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cartwright is 0-for-3 in the game. Cartwright takes first base on ball 4. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Appling hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Joe Orengo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orengo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cartwright moves to second. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Nagel hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 5, and the White Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Al Hollingsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollingsworth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hollingsworth hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Burns hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-4 in the game. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Vince Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Castano hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Danny Reynolds pinch hits for Johnny Johnson. Danny Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Moses hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-4 in the game. Michaels hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.